My queen, you answered, Eumaeus, loyal swineherd, if only the lords would hold their peace a moment. Such stories he tells, he'd charm you to your depths. 3 nights, 3 days I kept him in my shelter. I was the first the fellow stumbled onto, fleeing from some ship, but not even so could he bring his tale of troubles to an end. You know how you can stare at a bard in wonder, trained by the gods to sing and hold men spellbound, how you can long to sit there listening all your life when the man begins to sing. So he charmed my heart, I tell you, huddling there beside me at my fire. He and Odysseus's father go way back, he says, sworn friends, and the stranger hails from Crete, where the stock of old King Minos still lives on, and from Crete he made his way, racked by hardship, tumbling on like a rolling stone until he turned up here. He swears he's heard of Odysseus, just in reach, in rich Thesprotian country, still alive, laden with treasure, heading home at last. Go, the cautious queen responded, call him here, so he can tell me his own tale face to face. Our friends can sit at the gates or down the halls and play their games, debauched to their heart's content. Why not? Their own stores, their bread and seasoned wine, lie intact at home, food for their serving men alone. But they infest our palace day and night. They butcher our cattle, our sheep, our fat goats, feasting themselves sick, swilling our glowing wine as if there's no tomorrow, all of it squandered. No, there is no man like Odysseus in command to drive this curse from the house. Dear God, if only Odysseus came back home to native soil now, he and his son would avenge the outrage of these men like that. At her last words, Telemachus shook with a lusty sneeze, and the sudden outburst echoed up and down the halls. The queen was seized with laughter, calling out to Eumaeus' winged words, "Go quickly, bring me this stranger now, face to face. You hear how my son sealed all I said with a sneeze? So let death come down with grim finality on these suitors, one and all. Not a single man escape his sudden doom. And another thing, mark my words, I tell you, if I'm convinced that all he says is true, I'll dress him in shirt and cloak, in handsome clothes." Off the swineherd went, following her instructions, made his way to the stranger's side and winged a word. "Old friend, our queen, wise Penelope, summons you, the prince's mother. The spirit moves her now, heartsick as she is, to ask a question or two about her husband. And if she's convinced that all you say is true, she'll dress you in shirt and cloak. That's what you need. The most of all now, bread, you can always beg around the country, fill your belly well, they'll give you food, whoever has a mind to." "Gladly, Eumaeus," the patient man replied, "I'll tell her the whole truth and nothing but Icarius's daughter, your wise queen Penelope. I know all about that man, it's been my lot to suffer what he's suffered. But I fear the mob's abuse, these rough young bucks, their pride and violence hit the iron skies. Just now that scoundrel, as I went down the halls, harming no one, up and dealt me a jolting blow. And who would raise a hand to save me? Telemachus? Anyone else? No one. So tell Penelope now, anxious as she may be, to wait in the halls until the sun goes down. Then she can ask me all she likes about her husband's journey home. But let her give me a seat close by the fire. The clothes on my back are tatters. Well, you know, you were the first I begged for care and shelter." Back the swineherd went, following his instructions. Penelope, just as she crossed her threshold, broke out, "Didn't you bring him? What's in the vagrant's mind? Fear of someone? Embarrassed by something else? Here in the house is the fellow bashful. A bashful man will make a sorry beggar." "You answered your queen, Eumaeus, loyal swineherd. He talks to the point. He thinks as the next man would, who wants to dodge their blows, that brutal crew. He tells you to wait here till the sun goes down. It's better for you, my queen. Then you can talk with the man in private, hear the stranger's news." "Nobody's fooled that stranger," wise Penelope said.